Welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast, a podcast for new or experienced lawn care professionals looking for lawn care, business, or life tips. This podcast is brought to you by Blades LLC owner Alex Counterman so that we can learn together. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. This is your host, Alex. And, you know, today we are going to talk about being different as a lawn care company and being different as an individual. You know, there's different attributes that you or your business can have that are going to stand out to your customers and make things, you know, feel like you're more of a company for the people, or you're, you know, really in it for your community and not just in it for yourself. And these are things that are going to draw customers to you, and they're going to, you know, enhance that word of mouth advertisement that you're going to get from your customers. And so I have a couple things written down here, and we'll just kind of go through them. But one of my number one things is to just be personable. Be able to speak with your customers. You know, don't just go on an estimate and, you know, have no time to actually sit and talk to your customers, because your customers want to, you know that you're willing to make time for them. And that might be what drives the majority of your business. Now, I know most of our estimates we did in 2021 for lawn care, and, you know, some for snow plowing. We sent my dad out, and he usually would just spark up conversation with the person as he's talking about why he thinks, like, hey, this is our price, this is what we're going to have to do. But, you know, he might draw some connection, like, oh, I see you have, you know, a Cowboys sticker on the back of your truck. And, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan as well. Like, oh, you know, and I'm sure plenty of people are listening to that. They're ready to turn the podcast off. But, you know, that might be something you can talk to them about. Like, hey, I see you have kids, or I see you have dogs. And, you know, dogs could be a whole other issue in terms of, you know, cleaning up waste and everything before you get out to mowing. But it could be something that you talk to people about. I mean, my dad has a English bulldog, and if he ever runs into somebody with an English bulldog, I don't think I've ever seen the man not stop and talk to whoever owns the other English bulldog. He just can't help himself. But that's being personable, and that almost always drives new customers in. We've had situations where, you know, we sit and talk to our potential clients about, you know, maybe their kids for a little bit and why they're too busy to mow their lawn, or what happened to their old lawn guy. And, you know, some of that's good intel as well, because, you know, knowing what happened to maybe the previous guy or how much they were paying the previous guy, and be like, listen, we're going to be a little bit more expensive. That guy probably was underinsured or not insured to begin with, but we can promise that we're going to be here. It's going to look good. And if anything goes wrong, we're covered. You know, things like that, and being able to talk to them and explain why you're better than the other person or the other past lawn guy, you know, that might be a good way to draw business in from this potential client. And again, the only way you're going to get there is by being personable. Now, other things that I recommend are having business cards. So if you want to be different than other customers, if you want to be different than other lawn care companies, you know, in the area, you're going to need to make sure that you have your business cards and, you know, they look professional. And I would recommend not just having, you know, maybe your name and number on there. You know, maybe put some services on there, or put something on there that's gonna, you know, draw a little bit of business. I wouldn't say use your business cards as any form of discount or anything like that, because sometimes people, you know, say, hey, present this business card for a 5% or 10% discount on your first lawn care service. But I would definitely recommend having business cards. Keep them in the truck, keep them in your wallet, you know, keep them everywhere. Because if you have business cards sitting around, and like, this has happened to me where we've had somebody walk by as we were mowing one of our client's property, and they stopped us and they're like, hey, do you guys have a business card so we can call you? After I had, you know, already done the personable thing and talked to them for a little bit, kind of reeled them in a little, gave them the bait, the business card. And, you know, we got a call back and we got another lawn out of it. And that's huge, because, you know, I've already talked a little bit about route density and getting those lawns close to the other lawns that you already have. And if you can, you know, be there to hand out a business card and talk to the people in the area, wow, like, you're going to speed up your production so much. You're going to make more money per hour by reducing all that window time. You know, you're going 2 minutes down the road, and, you know, maybe this was a lawn that you you know, it might take an hour to get in and out, and it's not that much, or it's not really worth it. But now all of a sudden you can charge the same for two lawns, get in an hour and a half, or get out in an hour and a half. And now all of a sudden these two are like cash machines for you. You're making money like it's nobody's business. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you want to see. So, you know, have business cards on hand to hand out to these customers or potential clients or customers that walk by. Now, one other thing I'd recommend, you know, in that same situation where someone's walking by, have a uniform. Make either yourself or your employees wear a uniform. We have our some polos, but we also have our t-shirts for Blades. And with they say just very simple Blades LLC on them. We might throw a little bit more into the design next year to put our number on the back of the t-shirt and a big logo so people can see it from behind when, you know, maybe we're weed whacking and they just want to kind of glance over before they come talk to you. But having a uniform is going to be huge because not only is it going to make you look professional, you're going to feel professional. And ultimately, I mean, that's just, I feel like, important to represent your business as, you know, something that kind of has it together. And these people are going to feel safe having somebody in a uniform on their lawn rather than, you know, jeans and a sweatshirt out there mowing and weed whacking, because jeans and a sweatshirt necessarily isn't going to get it done. For us, it's we have tan shirts and we generally like to say wear khakis or wear, you know, tan pants. I'm not, you know, too much of a stickler. Like if you have jeans, you want to wear jeans, you can wear those. They're comfortable. Just don't wear something that has a ton of holes in them and, you know, look trashy. Wear something that, you know, is presentable. Now, again, you know, boots, that's important, but that's kind of unrelated to the topic that we're discussing today. And, you know, we could always talk about uniforms and stuff in another podcast, but another thing that can make you stand out and be different. Sorry to interrupt the show, but we just wanted to take a quick break to thank you for taking the time to listen into today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe with notifications to receive an alert every time an episode is released. If you truly don't want to miss it, follow us at Blades LLC or The Lawn Care Together on Instagram. Now let's get back to the show. Another thing that can make you stand out and be different is answering the phone. Now, I know people are like, what? Like, what do you mean? Answer phone calls. Most companies don't answer the phone, or if they have that opportunity to answer the phone, they might not. Or even if you don't answer the phone, call back. A lot of these people, especially if they leave a voicemail, call them back. You know, find out whether or not it's a real person. Maybe that's what you do. Maybe that's why you don't answer the phone. But as soon as you find out it's a real person, call them back. Even if you can't take on additional business, be respectful. It's that honorable call them back and tell them, hey, we really appreciate your call. We hope we can have your business in the future, but right now we're just a little too busy. You know, maybe tell them, hey, we're working on getting somebody else on the team. And if we do that, we'll give you a call back and we'll make sure that we reach out about whether or not we can, you know, take you on as a customer in the next few weeks, months, year, etc. And that kind of leads into my next thing. Besides answering calls, your honesty, and that what I just discussed was being honest with a customer. If you're too busy, don't take them on. Be honest. You know, tell them that you're a solo guy that already works a full-time job and you're only going to be available on the weekends, or you're only going to be available weeknights, and you know, you have a family, so you can't do certain days. You know, maybe you have a, you know, pizza night every Tuesday with your family, and like Tuesdays are a no-go. So please don't contact me on Tuesdays. You know, our business operates from Wednesday to Friday, and then, or Wednesday to Saturday, and maybe Mondays, but we don't do Tuesdays and we don't do Sundays. You know, something like that. Being honest with the customer, or in terms of honesty, I did a podcast about, you know, accidentally damaging something on their property. Be honest with them. Tell them about it, because you're going to try to hide those things, or you might think about hiding those things when they come up. And as soon as you do that and you become dishonest, you break this level of, or this form of connection you have with your customer, and they're not going to want to work with you anymore. They're going to slowly kind of, you know, oh, our lawn guy did this. They're going to start telling stories to people at parties and stuff, like, oh, our lawn guy did this. He did that. And, you know, they're going to hear about it. And the word of mouth works just the same way to gain you business as it does to not bring in business. And if you're getting bad mouthed by a client because you were dishonest, that's not good. But, you know, maybe you did damage something, But you know what? They're going to be like, wow, like, you know what? Our lawn guy is on it. So like, you might see that that broken septic clean out over there. Yeah, actually, they have somebody coming to clean that out or fix that, you know, tomorrow. Or, you know, they shot a rock through my car window, but they had insurance and they're calling their insurance company and it's going to get fixed. And, you know it's unfortunate, but at least it's getting fixed. And, you know, thank God I didn't have the guy who mows across the street, because the guy across the street shot a rock through their window and he didn't have it. And, you know, they were out $400. Like, you don't want to be in that scenario. So being honest with them about if you ever damage anything. Two, what kind of company you are. And maybe three, are you insured? Are you not insured? You know, what kind of business are you operating? Those are all really important things to be honest and talk to your customer about. And, you know, that list can go on and on and on. You know, so now what else is there that can make you be different? You know, maybe you're going to send birthday cards or holiday cards to your client. A great way to do this is utilizing email addresses and stuff and being able to send them virtual cards. Like that's always a cool thing as well. Offer them more services than just mowing. If they're just mowing, maybe you'd be like, hey, I saw that your hedges need to be trimmed, or I see that you need mulch. This bed's getting a little light, or hey, this area is a little empty. Maybe we can add some bushes or flowers or things like that. You know, offer other services, because not only is that going to make you more money, they're going to feel like you actually care about the way their property looks. And then I just have one more thing on the list, and it's probably the most important. Under promise, over deliver. Now, a lot of people are going to be like, what does that mean? Under promise and over deliver. That means, you know, if it's going to take you a week to do it, you might say it's going to take me 9 days. Now, if you tell them 9 days, but you're pretty confident you can get it done in seven, I mean, unless it's like adjusting the price, like, because be fair and honest with price. But if you tell them it's going to take 9 days and you get it done in seven, these people are going to be thrilled. You know, maybe you're doing a big landscape job. And if you can under promise and over deliver, no one will ever be upset. What happens is when you over promise, you know, we'll get that done tomorrow, and then it takes 3 days. Now you're under delivering. That's when they're going to get upset. Always, always over deliver, but under promise. Now, it's a pretty short and sweet episode today. Those are just some, you know, things that I wanted to kind of discuss about what can make your company be different, make it stand out a little bit more from all the lawn care companies, you know, maybe in your area. I had mentioned in the past that we have tons of, you know, solo owner operator lawn care companies out here. And, you know, there's some big ones like True Green and Brightview as well doing these commercial areas. So it's hard for the little guy to move up, and you got to make a name for yourself. And that's how it's going to be done. So, you know, thank you for listening today. I hope somebody got something out of this podcast. It's going to, you know, help them change something in their business, make them more successful. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being here. Stay safe, stay warm. We'll catch you on the next one.